Hello, my name is Rem TGM.
And I'm BCA.
And I'm Super Mega Man 10.
And I'm Ben.
And welcome to Memes Throughout the Ages. Hello, everyone.
Hello,
and welcome
everybody.
Back to the podcast.
My name is Mark
Plyer.
Welcome back to another
Five Nights at Freddy's. Like 5 times.
I think. Oh, like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like 5 nights. You know.
Yeah. Hold on. Usually I know how to start this off, but okay. One thing, real quick. We have not only a guest of a huge meme, but we also have a lot to talk about. So this might be a pretty long episode. So, we have a lot of important information. I'm just going to say this right now in the beginning, because I want everyone to be able to hear this. Reviewers Throughout the Ages, the MTTA spinoff where we individually or all together review something, is now on everything. It is on all the streaming platforms that Memes Throughout the Ages is on. I'm talking Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, iHeartRadio, everything. You can go find it on there. Pretty much almost every episode of Memes Throughout the Ages is now on YouTube. So go check that out. It's in a weird order because YouTube podcasts is like a very new thing. We also want to put Reviewers Throughout the Ages on there. But yes, you guys can now go listen to Reviewers Throughout the Ages on pretty much anything. Everything that you can listen to our podcast on, you can pretty much go listen to Reviewers Throughout the Ages on, which is also our podcast. All right. There's that. Now we have a lot more information to talk about, but we will save that for the end of this segment. So, without further ado, first of all, I'd like to introduce our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the podcast, B.E.J., also known as Bej.
Yeah.
All right, now, when we have, when we have a guest on the podcast, we always like them to pick the meme that we do. And for this meme, we are doing, Bej, what meme will we be doing today? What meme? Yes. I meant to say what meme are... What do we usually say?
What is our meme for today?
Oh, my bad. let me redo that. Bej, what is our meme for today? That's absolutely correct. Now, we are not only just doing Barbenheimer, we're actually doing Bar-Min-Heimer. Now, Bar-Min-Heimer is an extension to Barbenheimer. So it's kind of like a meme and a half, you know, an extension to the meme. So, of course, first, we need to talk about what Barbenheimer is. So, hold on, let me just get things ready here. So Barbenheimer, Fortnite, what am I looking at here?
What the Fortnite?
Hold on.
What the dop?
Something got messed up with my information here. Hold on, everything is okay, hold on.
My life is like
Okay, here we go. So Barbenheimer, also known as Barbieheimer. I've never heard anyone call it that.
Yeah,
but apparently
heard that been called.
Morty. Is a what do you even call this?
Like
a half and half meme.
That's actually true. So it's a half and half meme, as Bej would say, where you've got half the name of Barbie and half the name of Oppenheimer, two movies that were slated to come out on the same day, and they did last year. And thanks for that ad. Thanks. All right, so...
Yeah.
okay.
They were both released on July 21st of 2023, and when it was announced that they were both coming out on the same day, people, I don't know what happened, people were just, like, losing their minds. They
movies coming out on the same day.
They were, yes, that's how schedules work.
That is exactly how it works. People were going on like a marathon watching Barbie and then Oppenheimer. I'm sorry to say, but the clear better movie is Oppenheimer.
You think so?
True.
Are you gonna say that Barbie's better?
I mean,
okay, no, but I mean, like,
I don't really have an opinion on which one's better, but I feel like a lot more people said that Barbie was better.
Yeah, but Oppenheimer though. Oh wait, but Barbie. I'm just Ken.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my god, but that guy's literally me, so I don't...
Anywhere else I'd be a dog.
I don't know, though, because I'm in Barbie. So, like... What? Yeah, I'm in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, no, you're literally him.
I am literally him. BCA is Steam Day. Wow. Go at him. Go at me, RemTGM.
Fortnite.
On Steam. All right, so the people combined half of each of these movie titles together to get the one, the only, Barbenheimer. And then later on, guess what happened? Guess what? You're never going to guess what happened. Guess what happened?
What happened? What happened?
What happened is... What happened is Pikmin 4 was announced to come out on the same day, July 21st, 2023.
Yeah.
July 21st, 2023. I tried combining July with day, and I got J.
Oh, it's like how the toilets combine themselves with...
That doesn't even make sense. You're reaching for something that doesn't even exist,
though. It's kind of like how the scientist toilet...
No, you don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Are you trying to say that you know more about the Skibbity Toilet?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to say I know nothing about it. And no,
listen,
so
I haven't watched Skibbity Toilet in months. Not that I watched it. I haven't, like, seen it in a few months. I don't know where the story's at right now.
What Probably story? Like, there's no story.
Fortnite speaker man or something.
There's no story. That's not something that exists.
Rem, the story is that... the Skibbity Toilet.
That's not a story.
You know?
We already said this many times.
Yes, we have. We absolutely have. Thank you, Super Mega Man 10, for pointing that out. That's absolutely true. All right.
We said this many times. You said this many times. You said that you're gonna stop doing that. That was your new resolution.
Oh yeah, my bad. I'll start.
All right, BCA. Now that we know what this meme is, how did it originate? Where did it come from?
I don't know why.
My life is like a video game. All right. On April 15th, 2022, Twitter user Next Best Picture posted a quote retweeting Barbenheimer.
Get it?
That's it. It just says Barbenheimer. The tweet is the first ever utterance of the portmanteau. That's a weird word. I've never seen that before. And it gained over 350 likes in 1 year. It was stated in reference to a then ongoing phenomena in Hollywood, in which actors were either being cast in Barbie or Oppenheimer at a rapid pace. I did not know about this.
I did.
That's pretty cool. On April 26th, 2022, the Twitter account Film Updates predominantly inspired the initial wave of Barbie versus Oppenheimer memes, with a tweet that gained roughly 32,100 likes in 1 year. In replies, two Twitter users tweeted Barbenheimer. Despite initial usage in 2022, the first known post to use the word Barbenheimer and also go viral was posted by Twitter user David Delrich, I think I'm saying that right, on January 1st, that's 3 days off my birthday, in 2023, who wrote 7 months and 21 days until Barbenheimer, getting roughly 4,300 likes in 7 months.
Yeah. And now it's my turn to talk about the spread. Going into 2023, viral usage of Barbenheimer persisted on Twitter, predominantly surfacing closure to the film's premiere in June 2023. For instance, on June 1st, 2023, Twitter user Ayanna Murray used Barbenheimer in a tweet that received roughly 13,400 likes in a month. On June 26, 2023, Twitter user The Nestor tweeted in black and pink meme house with the caption Barbenheimer 2023 getting roughly 13,500 likes in 16 days.
Get it?
Yeah.
Due to the viral posts on many Twitter t-shirt bot accounts started to generate and post Barbenheimer t-shirts in the replies of viral tweets, resulting in some users buying them. For instance, on June 29th, 2023, Twitter user Falcon Snap.
Wait, Falcon like Wombo Combo? Like, oh,
that's an episode 16. That's
a Red Bird Laugh reference. Yeah.
Tweeted a photo of a t-shirt with a pink-colored explosion reading, I survived Barbenheimer 2023, earning roughly 131,000 likes in 13 days.
Little bro is not the destroyer of worlds.
In early July 2023, many Facebook and Instagram accounts started to post Barbenheimer fan art that combined images of Margot Robbie... in Barbie and Cillian Murphy in Oppenheimer, among other characters and actors similar to the Barbie-Oppenheimer split screen meme. For instance, the Facebook page Good Films Made Your Life Better reposted Barbenheimer art, usually made by Instagram user Just Ralphie, gaining roughly 26,000 reactions in 1 week.
Gotta get those Facebook reactions.
Viral post using the word Barbenheimer persisted going into July 2023, nearing closure to the release of both films.
And now they're working on a Barbenheimer movie.
What?
What?
Yeah, did you guys not hear about it?
No. That's gonna be the thing?
Yeah, there's... I don't remember when it was announced like a few months ago. They're making a movie. I mean, it's not going to be good.
Is it a documentary?
No.
Oh,
what?
It's like one of those like films that make fun of another movie.
Oh, so it's a scary movie.
Yeah, that's literally what it is.
Great. Is it at least made by the scary movie people?
Probably not.
Oh, great. Oh, Winnie the Pooh, Blood Money 2, am I right?
How funny. All right.
I went to go see the first one. Why are they making another one?
I have no idea. But you know what I do know?
That Kanye won't release his album.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're getting to that one. Just not yet. Oh, yeah. That's going to be...
Alrighty, let's... Okay.
Yeah, so... Barbenheimer. So, Super Mega Man 10.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the Barbie movie?
Gladly. Barbie is a 2023 comedy drama film released on July 21st of 2023. Barbie was directed by Greta Gerwig, distributed by Warner Brothers, and based on Mattel's Barbie toy line. The film is about Barbie and Ken traveling from Barbie Land to the real world to find out what has gone wrong in the life of her own due to Barbie's mental change reflected upon her by her owner. Along the way, Barbie and Ken discover things in the real world that affects how they had previously seen life, with Barbie realizing she had more of a negative impression on children instead of a positive one, and Ken realizing how men are given much more respect than he was given in Barbie Land. The film featured a cast of many A-list actors such as Margot Robbie as Barbie and Ryan Gosling as Ken.
No, that was me.
Oh, yeah. That was me. Oh, that was you. Yeah, it was BCA, actually.
Yeah. Barbie has made an astounding $1.291 billion in the box office.
It's so funny. I just want you to think about this real quick. It's so funny how someone can write a few pages, say some words in front of a green screen, and then do some visual effects, and then make $1.2 billion.
Yeah, that's how that works.
That's movie making for you.
Isn't that funny?
It's
almost as funny as how MBM tickets are a dollar.
Oh yeah, I'm really proud of that. I wrote all of that myself.
Oh my god,
I'm very proud of that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, now damn. It is BCA's turn.
It is BCA's turn.
Talk about Pinkman.
Yes. Please tell us more about
having. Are we having Bej read something?
Yeah. Yes. Bej is reading the Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Oh the. I was gonna say Doppenheimer, but that's not funny. So
it's of course it's not funny.
And if you're adding something with a regular thing in Scooby Toilet, it's not funny.
Exactly. That doesn't make it funny, BCA.
It doesn't make it funny. It just makes it really dumb and annoying.
You know what's also really dumb and annoying?
Don't I? Whoa! My mom.
Sorry.
My mom.
You know who else?
All right.
You know who gambles in an Anderson machine? My mom!
All right, BCA, take it away.
Hold on. Before I read him? Before BCA talks about Pinkman, BCA's mom, I am sorry.
What happened? I don't...
You know what else is dumb and stupid? And he said my mom.
I am sorry I said that.
Oh, it's Fortnite.
BCA's mom. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter. She's never going to catch up with this episode anyway.
Anyway.
She probably
She stopped at episode 90.
Hey.
My mom hasn't listened to an episode since episode 100.
Really?
Okay. Your mom hasn't listened to an episode since episode 90, so.
Hey.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes, please tell us more about Pikmin 4.
Why am I reading this?
I sent it to you. I wrote this one.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, yes. I did, actually.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Pikmin 4. You know Pikmin, probably. You know Olimar. Hey. You know Olimar from Smash. You know how he makes you angry and how you want to throw away your cartridge.
I didn't write this part, but that is true.
Anyway, Pikmin 4 is the fourth installment in the real-time strategy game series developed by Nintendo. Also, Pikmin debuted on the GameCube, just gonna say that. And revolves around space travelers crashing their ships on a foreign planet with the goal of returning home with all their ship parts. I said ship. Yes, I said ship. alone they would not be able to accomplish this, but with the help of a plant-like species named... Oh god, voice crack, Pikmin. They're able to use the special abilities of the Pikmin to recover the ship parts and return home. Pikmin 4 launched in July 21st, 2023, and has sold over 401,800 copies. Hey. Well, okay, that's man. Oh, there's Barbenheimer.
Oh,
okay.
Jonkler. All right, was that it?
Oh, Jonkler.
That was it, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Bej.
Anti-saloon pills.
Bej, there.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Okay,
are you
talk about Oppenheimer?
Yes.
Okay. Oppenheimer is a 2023 drama / thriller film directed by Christopher Nolan, released on July 21st of 2023, based on the life of J. Robert Oppenheimer and his involvement in the Manhattan Project, the creation of the atomic bomb. The movie goes into many periods of Oppenheimer's life, going to schools in different countries to learn more. His classes he taught in physics, the splitting of the atom, the creation of the atomic bomb, and the aftermath of the bomb. When reflecting on what he had done, he had said, "I have become death, destroyer of worlds." The film has made over $700 million in the box office.
I am such a good writer. Oh my god, I wrote that
Dude,
too.
He's just like me. He's Death Destroyer of Worlds. That's what I hear when I bomb a pub lobby.
That is very accurate. Thank you, Bej, for reading that. Thank you, Super Mega Man 10, for reading that. And thank you, BCA, for reading that. Thank you all for reading those parts. Now that you know what Barbenheimer is, that is the end of our meme. Now,
and guess what's coming up?
Oh!
Valentine's Day! And you know what my first Valentine's kiss is going to be?
Oh, yeah.
Only two lips.
That's okay. Fortnite. Anyway, all right, yeah, so that's another meme. It happens like every year. It's like, yeah, guess what my first Valentine's kiss is gonna be? An M1 Grand.
And then there's A-Train, and then A-Train, and yeah, then A-Train does the thing.
And then like Patrick Bateman doing the same thing.
All right, so you know? So that right there was the meme. That was Barbenheimer. I hope you guys really enjoyed that meme. It was a very fun meme to talk about. Now we have some very important information regarding both Kanye's new album, and more importantly, well, probably equally important, some new information that we've
Run, we're just like drama alert at this point.
We're gonna be
like the entire second half of meme history is just hello, and let's get right into the news.
Okay, well, this is the second time it's happened, and this is the last time it's gonna be happening. Cause he's gonna drop next time, I swear.
Are you so sure?
I'm absolutely. We're going to be talking about what's going on with Kanye's new album and, more importantly, something that is a huge change that is going on with Spotify for Podcasters, formerly known as Anchor. It's very sad. But let's get let's get Kanye's album out of the way. So, can you guys guess what happened?
Did he delay it again?
He didn't drop. Yeah, he said he would, but he didn't.
But he's still hoping that it might drop.
So, he had a listening party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last night. And, I forgot where it was. I think it was in Chicago. Or somewhere, I don't remember where it was. They have a curfew thing, the venue. And the event had to get shut down early because of that. And to also add on to this, at 12 in the morning, I stayed up for it. I was waiting for Kanye to drop Vultures, but he didn't. He didn't drop it.
Why did he drop it, Rem?
Well, the leading theory right now is that there is a sample that didn't get approved for one of the songs, and he is about to be sued because of it.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So there's a good chance we're not getting this album for a good while. Also, the apology that he was going to do, that apology video, still not out yet. So
Kanye.
That's just wonderful. No,
you have to apologize for what you said, Kanye.
Now,
Kanye, you should apologize now.
That's a reference. Now, you see, I really believe that it was going to happen. You know why I believe that why I thought this was going to drop today?
Why?
It's because this is the 20th anniversary of his first album.
Oh.
What better gift to give than a new album? But it didn't happen.
So unfortunately, Mr. Fricker isn't getting his gift.
Yeah. I can't believe this. You, Kanye. This was Mr. Fricker's birthday present.
His birthday was today, Kanye.
Yeah. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year, guys.
So yeah, there's... Jesus, there's a lot going on there. There's still some time left. There's still a few hours left in the day, so...
It could happen.
Maybe. I'll let you guys know next week. It's not going to.
About four hours left till the day ends.
Hey, that's four more hours Kanye could drop. But I'll let you guys know in the next episode what's going on there. One more piece of information before we talk about the Anchor/Spotify for Podcaster stuff is me, BCA, and Super Mega Man 10. Should be finishing Has-Been Hotel this weekend and doing a review on Reviewers Throughout the Ages, so look out for that.
Yeah.
Alright, now time to get into the very important stuff.
This is going to probably come as a shock to a lot of you guys, especially Bej, you're in the call, so you're the first one of our fans hearing about this.
Yeah. And, this was a huge shock to me. Like, when I saw this pop up, I was like, what? I was so... It's such
what
a...
What was that?
It was such...
No, I was going to get that. It's a reference to one of Rem's old Minecraft videos.
Yeah. It was such a weird thing to see. Okay, so let me explain it to you from the beginning. So, I opened Spotify for Podcasters, which used to be called Anchor, and I see a pop-up that says, as of June 2024, we will no longer be supporting recording slash editing audio on Spotify for Podcasters.
Yep.
And I was so confused. I thought, that can't be true. I've got to be reading this right. So I clicked on it, and I read through all of this, like this whole article that they had posted. They're partnering with another app called, I believe it was called Riverside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've heard of Riverside.
You have?
Yeah, that's like a huge podcasting brand.
What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to record our audio on Riverside and edit it there, then send it over to Spotify for Podcasters where we can upload it.
And here's the thing, all the pre-made music tracks that we've been using.
They may not even be there.
The past, what season are we on?
We're on season 17? 16
in the past 4 years. There's a good chance that this or next season will have the pre-made music for our podcast be gone forever.
Yeah, I don't remember what season we're on. Is 17?
Yes.
17, I think. Yeah, probably. So, 17 seasons, we've had the pre-made music that Anchor had made. Now Spotify for Podcasters. But Anchor had made that music, and we may not even be able to use it anymore. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to be getting rid of the music we've used previously. Those are still going to be in the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But we may not be able to use it anymore.
Yeah, we're going to get... They're pulling the plug. It was apparently all the recording... For some reason, the recording stuff was experimental. First of all, how are you going to have
Did they say that?
On a podcasting site... Yeah, we've been using this for the past 4 years.
I didn't see that. They said that it was experimental.
Yeah, they said
how?
It was like
they've been refining this since we started using it.
Yeah, it either said experimental or it was like it said something along those lines that they're experimenting.
And they dared to call it their legacy audio recording. Like what? What do you mean? This is how everyone does it.
Yeah.
It doesn't... I just...
Yeah, this is a very mid-update. Yeah.
It is. I'm really hoping that Riverside has, like, some new tools.
I'm just really confused.
I'm just confused and just, like...
Like why?
And it's
what are we gonna have in the background?
We're gonna have to find music ourselves.
We're gonna have to get music.
Yeah. And what?
It is.
It is very unfortunate. And it's just. It makes everything so much more difficult.
Yeah.
Because you have to.
It takes us a while for us to figure out this Riverside thing and figure out how we're gonna get that to.
Yeah, and
buy for Podcasters.
I'm not sure if you can
and figure out what we're gonna use for like background music. That's
yeah. So
we never had to worry about background music because every season we'd go through Anchor's preset.
Yeah,
background music, and then choose one that we liked.
So
and no, this brings up huge problems for the future. The last season we were gonna use the first season's music.
I'll make sure to record everything.
Yeah. Don't know if you'll be allowed to insert it, or like
yeah,
if that's
see that's also the thing too.
Yeah,
I don't even know if we're gonna be able to do that. It's just
yeah, this is probably gonna take us a while to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, it's good. It, for a while, I'm thinking like maybe like half a season when they first implement it, things might be a little bit weird.
Yeah,
because we'll just be getting used to it. eventually we'll get used to everything. But it's just so sad to see, like, we've seen Anchor go from, like, the best it was to, like we went
this
from...
literally from, just a streaming site now.
Yeah. We went from it being, like, this amazing podcast service that everyone used.
Yeah,
and then we just saw it fall.
This is the reason why MTTA exists. Yeah. It was because Spotify kept giving RemTTM a bunch of ads for it.
Yeah, they kept giving me the ads for Anchor. And see, the thing is, they're trying to eradicate Anchor. Because they got rid of the name. They got rid of the logo.
They're just trying to make it so that it's easier to find.
Yeah.
Maybe, but like, it's still under the Spotify branding.
They got rid of Anchor. They got rid of the name. They got rid of the logo. They removed the ability to listen to podcasts on the app. And on the site, you have to go to their, like, individual podcast websites.
Here's the thing. You just have to wonder now, why does this exist?
Exactly. Like, what purpose does this serve?
Yes. Okay. If Spotify was listening to this, they're not. Fix it back to Anchor. They're not going to do that. You could have kept it Anchor. Here's the thing. We can't do anything to fix the big corporation's obvious mistake.
Like, they've just made, like, blunder after blunder with this, but
it's like, what point does Spotify for podcasters even serve anymore? Like, you can't edit. You cannot record on it. You cannot use preset music on it. You cannot watch anything on it.
You can't edit it.
Yeah, you can't edit anything.
Yeah, they've gotten rid of everything. You can't. The original name's gone. The original logo's gone. The original concept of being able to listen and make podcasts is gone.
Is this just a statistics app now?
The color scheme is completely changed. The statistics, there are a lot more statistics, but that's all you're really doing on here.
At least we still have the Anchor Awards.
Yeah.
What is left of Anchor.
Yeah.
That's all there is. It's just you.
Here's the thing. It wasn't even what's left of Anchor because they got rid of the...
Yeah. There's,
what they name our fans at the end of it.
Yeah. See... and all you do now, all we can be at that point use it for when they update everything, is we just put the audio in here and we press publish.
Yeah.
That's all this is used for, and we get to see stats, which we can do on anything else.
And now we have to figure out all this Riverside stuff.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
We're not just going to stop the podcast because Anchor's getting, like, lobotomized. We're not going to try. We are going to keep going.
But it's going to be a very difficult change for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just sad because, I'm going to miss, like, recording on here. Because, even though it's, like such a small thing, like, recording on this, like, that was, like, the main purpose of Anchor.
This was our OG map. This was our
literally.
Now we're on to, like, MTTA chapter 2.
Look at these new gems.
Now we're on MTTA.
Get off of our OG map.
Now we're on MTTA chapter 2.
Oh, boy. Well.
A new recording.
I just want to say real quick. I want to get the first fan to hear about this as a reaction to this. Bej, what do you think about the upcoming change?
I think this change is just incredibly mid. I think the one we have now is just way better.
Absolutely. And before to think that we thought that the changes they have right now were bad.
Yeah.
These are going to be way worse. There were two functionalities.
They're removing how we record our podcasts.
There were two functionalities of this app. Listening to podcasts and making your own podcast. They removed the first one, and now they're removing the second one.
Like, why is this no exist anymore?
Is it going to be like Spotify 2, where you just...
At least on Spotify, you can upload... not even be able to publish stuff from here now?
We can't, but that's all we're doing. We're just publishing it.
Yeah, at least on Spotify you can listen to things.
Well, it's very hard to listen to stuff on Spotify.
No, but here's the thing. At least on at least on Spotify you can do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you don't listen, if you have Spotify for podcasters and you do not own a podcast, this app will literally do nothing.
This app does nothing.
This app.
I mean, I guess you could say the same thing about Spotify for artists.
Yeah,
but that's specifically for putting stuff on.
Yeah, Spotify. this was marketed as a way to make and listen to podcasts. Yeah. Like, you can't do both of those things.
I really want to find the old ad.
Oh, but we should probably say when the change is coming. It's coming somewhere in June.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when's June? How many months away is it?
About 4.
Okay, so this change won't happen for a while.
In 4 months.
Yeah, this change won't happen for a while. We just want to tell you guys also about it.
Sort of on topic, but still Spotify related. On the iPad, like, it's different from the phone. Because
that's how layouts work.
Yeah, but on the iPad, you could just pick a song and it will just play it. And if you have like an album, it will play those songs that are on that album. On the phone, though, it will give you like 3 songs from that album and play random songs.
Isn't your iPad outdated?
Yes,
the brother.
Might be the issue.
It is, and that's why I don't use it anymore.
No, it's no, there. No, that's why it's different, because your iPad is outdated.
No, it's not outdated.
You just said
it's
old,
but it's not outdated.
All right,
you just said it was outdated.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the meme. I hope you enjoyed listening to me talk about the Kanye's album. Hopefully it drops. It's going good, guys, I promise. And I hope you guys enjoyed us talking about these new changes, even though they might not be great. They're not going to be. But
we'll just have to see what Riverside has. Maybe it will be better.
Who
but
knows?
Even if it's better, it still kind of sucks that Anchor isn't even Anchor anymore, and it's not serving its original function.
We've
been using this for 4 years now.
Yeah. 4 years since the very beginning of this podcast. It's very sad, but it is what it is.
You know, this was around the time that Fortnite went to Chapter 2.
That's actually true.
Yes.
All right. Well. Ladies and gentlemen.
It was already in Chapter 2 when we started.
We're on schedule.
Well, I guess it's time for the meme games.
Two, or were we, was it like
Dog, I don't know. I don't know. I forgot.
It's time for the meme games, gentlemen.
Yes. We'll see you all in the meme games. Goodbye. Everybody, and welcome to the Meme Games, the part of the show where we play games based on this episode and episodes before. Rem TGM, would you like to go into further depth?
So the Meme Games is the part of the show where we play games based on this episode and past episodes. We have a picker rule that we call the Meme Wheel with a bunch of games that we can play on it. Whoever has the most points by the end of the season wins the Meme Games.
Spin that wheel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are not doing meme feud. Oh boy.
Okay.
That is a long meme
spin
game.
It again.
You're not gonna believe what it just landed on.
Is it
sing it to it's meme feud. Spinning again.
Oh, spin it again. Spin it again.
Oh my god, put it in a sentence.
Oh, great.
We didn't even have to spin.
Okay,
great.
BCA, get the meme wheel.
Yes. So, RevGGM, how do we play this? How do we play this meme game?
And put it in a sentence, what we must do is we each are given... I'll say 20 seconds.
Oh my god, Bad Batch final season trailer.
The one that already came out or a new one?
Shut up.
You better get
started. Alright, so we are each given unlimited time. I don't care. I'm not doing the timer anymore. Yeah. I don't care. We each...
Yeah. Okay. No, you're done.
We each must put the meme that we just did, which is Barbenheimer, in a sentence.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, is the name wheel to see who will go first?
Second, yeah, and if always if our guest wins, they get to use the point that they won, and they get to give it to whatever meme team member they want.
Yes. Also, in Criticism Castle, real quick, I realized we didn't interview Bej.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll need to do that in Criticism Castle.
Yep. All right. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
All right. So I have the name wheel right here that we are going to be spinning to see who goes first, second, third, and fourth in today's games. I don't have my desk to slam anymore. Mega Man, you'll be going first in today's meme games.
Yay.
And I'm going to be spinning again to see who goes second. Bej, you'll be going second in today's meme games. And we're going to be spinning one more time as between me and Rem to see who go first. Third.
And fourth.
Yeah, that too. I will be going third, which means Rem will be going last, unfortunately.
Oh,
is everyone ready?
Ouija number one.
Yes. Ouija number one. Ouija number one.
Brother.
Your Ouija time.
It's your Ouija time.
Hey. Oh my god, this is going to be peak in the remake.
Dark peak.
I can't wait for the remake. All right.
Yes.
Is everyone ready? Yes.
Hey, wait, yes?
Shut up. Right, you're, I'm putting
all right, Bej, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Is everyone else ready?
Yes. And I am going first.
All right. So, 3, 2, 1. Think of a sentence. Mega Man, you are going first.
Okay, I got one.
All right.
Okay.
Get closer for us.
Okay. Me sweating because I'm wearing two sets of clothes for Barbenheimer.
Okay. I think people did do that.
Oh, that's all. I get it. That's a because you're wearing your outfit for Barbie, and then your outfit for.
And he's also sweating because he has two outfits on.
Oh, and he's sweating because he's about to die in Pikmin 4.
They're like sweaty Elvis.
Oh, there's a lot of reference. There's a lot to unpack here.
Come on. So here is what we need to go over in this meme game. I'm not going to do an entire game theory analysis. Also, rip Matt Pat. He's not dead, but...
Yeah.
All right. You've already said
what,
this.
What are we giving?
I'd say low-high.
I'll go low-high as well.
All right. Bej, what do you think?
Okay, so I forgot how this works. This part always confuses me, because... the low-high, would that be like...
That's the lowest of the high tier.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, I see how it can be confusing. I had this entire idea back in like season 3 to make up like in a chart.
A really cool idea, but might have been like the worst idea ever. But it's really cool.
On a mug. It's on
yeah,
a mug.
Yeah, it's on a mug now.
Yeah.
It's on our merch store.
Yeah, it's on a shot glass.
I'm gonna say high mid.
High mid, all. That's good. That's good.
So, listen.
We're not.
I don't know how to like articulate it into words, but I can like do the meme game calculations in my head, but I just cannot articulate them into words.
Yeah.
Well, I just kind of stare at the screen for like 5 seconds and then decide who won.
Okay.
All right. So, Bej. It is now Bej's turn.
Bej, put it in a sentence.
Me going to watch Barbenheimer's in theater on July 21st.
That is so real. That's real.
Yeah.
So real.
I'm gonna say, even though it was very real, it was true. He is not spreading misinformation on the web. I'm gonna say mid. Just because it was kind of standard.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with mid as well.
No, I'm gonna go with a high mid.
High mid, okay. All right, so mid, and high mid. I gotta label who did these. Here we go. Say that again.
That forcing to put each other.
Yeah, like Fortnite. You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's like Fortnite.
So we're at like chapter 2 of MTTA.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, autocorrect.
What do you think?
Wow. Okay, I cannot just say what autocorrect tried.
What did it
doing?
Try to, wait, whisper into my ear. What did it try to say?
No, I'll tell you later. Oh my god. Alright, anyway. Bej, sorry, I interrupted you. What were you saying?
When will Aspen go to export?
Actually, okay. Here's
it's
the
actually,
thing. That,
I think, happening.
Happen.
I think they're doing that.
No, they aren't.
There was something about it I saw on Twitter.
Okay, Rem, it's Twitter.
Yeah, that's true. I know.
I mean, it does kind of work, because they know how to do
it. Listen, I know it would work. I know they have, like, Homelander. Wait, do they have Homelander?
No,
they don't. Okay, they have Omni-Man. They have Omni-Man.
Yeah, they have Omni-Man. They have Goku, Peter Griffin.
No, I'm more saying Omni-Man because Omni-Man swears and kills people. So Hasbin Hotel could realistically happen in Fortnite.
Yeah.
Who
do you think would probably get in?
Angel Dust, Alice, Charlie, you know.
The one that says when. Like, you know.
I think, like, Angel and
Fortnite.
Alistair. That's what I probably.
Yeah, no.
Maybe Charlie.
Hey.
Hey.
They're all being added.
Yeah.
Probably. They're gonna find a way to get, like...
Even Misty.
I don't think that was her name.
Yeah, that's her name.
I think it was Nifty.
Yeah, it was Nifty Mega Man.
Miss
probably have it as her
backlink there. Alright, anyway. Yeah, the red one that says when could be added to Fortnite.
Alright, who's next? Who's next?
Me. I
you.
Am next.
Alright.
Me opening Twitter and seeing hundreds of tweets talking about Barbenheimer.
I usually see hundreds of tweets talking about Drake. I've been seeing that recently.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No one can ask us to do...
Yeah, that's not good.
...about
be.
Drake. That's, that is...
Yeah.
We did Big D Randy.
That...
Okay,
that was...
That is probably one of the closest things to NSFW...
Yeah.
...we'll ever do. Do not ask us to...
You're not getting Drake.
You're not getting Drake. Yeah, what Drake did cannot even be discussed on this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a mid-bit.
Okay.
Wait,
you guys know that the...
Wait, hold on. Let us finish our scoring first. What do you guys think? Do you need me to say it again? Or...
Yeah, say it again.
Me opening Twitter and seeing seeing hundreds of tweets talking about Barbenheimer.
I'm
gonna
go low-mid.
Low-mid, okay.
I'll go mid-mid.
Alright. Mega Man, say what you're gonna say.
Okay, so you know, I need a Max Win.
It was?
I need a Max Win.
I need to look Max.
That, what?
Yep.
Apparently that's a name. It's Anita.
What are you talking about?
The thing that he says, that's a character.
Brother, what are you saying?
It doesn't matter. Alright.
I don't know. I don't even know.
It's a thing. Oh my god. Oh my god. Good lord.
Max Win.
Mac.
It's a name.
We've talked about this. We've talked about this before. We talked about this last time.
Oh.
Kanye holds a hat with a name that is Anita.
Anita Maxwing?
We talked about this last time. Why are we talking about this like we've never said this before?
Wait, is this the Drake thing?
Yes, we said this last time.
Mega Man, this is Drake, not Kanye.
Oh,
but did you say Kanye? That's not Kanye.
Oh, I thought it was Kanye.
No, Anita, that's why I was confused. Because Anita Maxwing is like Drake's, like...
That's Drake's alter ego.
Form, or whatever.
All right, time for my sentence. All right, you all ready for it?
Yeah, y'all ready for this?
Y'all ready for that? All right.
Remember that bowling alley and hearing that song?
Yeah, yes, I do.
All right, Jesus.
Did you just say bomb?
Hold on. I forgot. Oh my god, I forgot his name. Hold on. Okay, I got it. Okay, everyone. Shh. Okay, here we go. Reggie, after going to the premiere for Oppenheimer and leaving early because he remembered he had to play Animal Crossing New Leaf on the Nintendo 3DS.
Okay. I thought this was going to integrate Walgreens, and I was going to give you a low vote because, oh my god, you have mentioned Walgreens too many times. I love how you, okay, no one could see this, but Rem just put up his finger and then started coughing. is that your argument?
Hold on. I was thinking about incorporating that, but then I realized I've said it too many times, so I need to do something different. So I referenced the instead of saying Pop Tropica, I did a reference to the. Do you know the animal?
When okay, he, hold on.
Hold on, PC is doing something. I'm gonna talk about the reference.
All right, I'm back.
All right, so, do you remember the video where Reggie says, Jesus, what does he say? He says, "That's all the time I have for now. I need to get back to playing Animal Crossing New Leaf for my Nintendo 3DS."
Here's the funny thing: I was going to play New Leaf again.
It's a peak game.
I go through these, like, stages as, like, I'll, like, play it for a month, like, every single year for some reason.
Yeah.
2 week Minecraft phase. that's the reference. That was a good reference. I'm happy I got to see that. I'll give it a high mid.
I'll give it a high mid as well.
All right.
I'm gonna say low high.
All right.
Low high, ooh.
Alright, so let me just go over the calculations.
I think I know who won.
Low high, mid high, mid mid. Okay, so I believe it is between Mega Man and Rem. So
do we both get a point?
Yes you do.
Alright.
You both had the same scores, just in a different order. So Rem TGM and Mega Man both get a point. Me and Bej do not, unfortunately. Thank you all for listening to the Meme Games. We'll see you all in Criticism Castle. Goodbye. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Criticism Castle, the point show where we read reviews from you guys all the way down under in the review section below. RemTGM, what are our reviews for today?
All right, now before we get into our reviews for today, we usually interview our guest in the first segment of the podcast episode, but we forgot to, so we're going to do it here. Bej, could you answer some questions for us? All right, so our first question, it usually is, when did you start listening to memes throughout the ages?
I think it was, Water Monkey.
That was a good episode. That was season 4, episode 35, 34.
Oh, that was a long time ago now.
It was quite some time ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wait, we did Water Monkey because that was during, when Cockabee20 and Crackback were pretty popular.
It was?
Because he would use it in his videos.
And, how did you discover memes throughout the ages?
To be honest, I was just looking at memes on podcasts and keywords. It just popped up.
See?
We used That's a great keyword.
We absolutely did. Now, what is your favorite episode of the podcast?
I'm gonna have to say Water Monkey because that's the one I started on.
That's a good one to be your favorite. That is a great episode. And for our last question, who is your favorite member of the meme team?
RMTGM.
Oh, my God.
Oh, finally, bro.
Hey, whoa, what do you mean finally? What do you mean finally? We've had like two people say that before,
yeah,
okay?
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
kidding.
What I thought, pal. All right.
Remember, you have the actually funny role in the Discord. Yeah, that's right. I used us interviewing a fan to advertise our Discord.
Oh, yeah. Join the Discord. Join the subreddit, too. Subreddit, I think, is called MTTA Podcast. The Discord is called MTTA Official. Feel free to join. The Discord link will be in the description below. All right. Now, time for the reviews.
Yeah. So, RumTGM, what are our reviews for today?
All right. As always, we have A, B, and C.
I feel like we should have Bej choose the review. So, Bej, A, B, or C?
I'm going to go with C.
All right, let's
is a wonderful choice. We did that one last time. All right, C. This one's going to seem very familiar. This review is titled, Have You Guys Heard Beethoven's New Album?
Oh.
And this
review, I can't say I have.
This review entails Beethoven dropped a new album and
you know,
it's fire.
Actually, real quick, I'm gonna make a little joke, a little teehee. I don't think he could hear it either.
What?
Get it because he was deaf?
Oh. And it's fire.
He made music.
He used the vibrations.
Talking emoji. Fire emoji, 100 emoji. And this review is by our good friend and now guest of memes throughout the ages, BEJ, also known as Bej.
Thank you so much, Bej.
Thank you,
for Bej. The 5-star review. Oh, is it 5-star?
It is a 5-star review, and that is correct. It was not planned. It just so happened
to
be.
It is our pleasure to read it. It's always nice to have fans on the podcast and comments and leave reviews.
That absolutely is. And speaking of reviews, you guys can go listen to Reviewers Throughout the Ages right now on pretty much every platform that Memes Throughout the Ages is on.
Yeah, our biggest episode is going to be releasing soon because we're going to be reviewing the entirety of Hazbin Hotel Season 1.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
And make sure to not listen to that podcast or on any weird websites.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know this is, like, kind of off topic, like, a little, but I think it's, like, really funny that, like, for, like, those, like, really obscure websites, there's probably some dude, it's probably a bot, but I just want to, like, imagine there's, like, just some dude who's, like, hired to go to Apple Podcasts and, like, rip our podcast.
Oh, my God, that'd be so cool.
And then, like, he has to, like, copy everything out. It's, like, in today's episode, we talk about the water monkey. Is that your right next one?
All right, well,
yeah.
Thank you, Bej, so much for joining us on this episode. It's wonderful having you on.
Yes, thank you so much, Bej, for the 5-star review. If you want to be in Criticism Cast the next time, make sure to leave a review. 5-star or not, doesn't matter. We just want to hear your criticism, like name implies. Anyway, I've been BCA.
I've been Super Mega Man 10.
And I'm Rem. Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. Wait. Is it me that goes next, or is it Bej? I don't remember.
You go next.
All right. And I'm RemTGM.
Thank you all for listening to another episode of Memes Throughout the Ages. Thank you so much again, Bej, for joining us on this episode.
Thank you.
And we'll see you all later. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.